Hi, this is Sarah Ray Stalinga, and you're listening to the Embracing Abilities, Expanding Possibilities podcast from Easter Seals Serving Chicagoland in Greater Rockford. We are one of the largest affiliates of Easter Seals and transform the lives of early learners and individuals of all abilities through access to expert educational, family, and community supports. I am the president and CEO, and in today's episode, you'll hear about our social enterprise, HB Threads, which is a nonprofit that provides employment opportunities, job training, and life skills development for individuals with disabilities. In this episode, our host Rima will be in conversation with our Director of Social Enterprise and Employment Opportunities, Cody Wass, and two of our associates who are neurodivergent, Terry and Tyrell, who work at HB Threads producing custom apparel and buttons. This podcast is meant to discuss the importance of competitive employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities, with HB Threads as an example of what is possible.
So Easter Seals Serving Chicagoland and Greater Rockford has two pillars of work, early learning and disability. The goal of the disability pillar is to expand possibilities for individuals with disabilities through education, expert services, and employment opportunities. So HB Threads is the anchor program of the employment opportunities piece. And today we have with us the director of that program, Cody, and two associates who work for the organization, Terry and Tyrell. Thanks for joining. So, Cody, can you tell our listeners a little bit about HB Threads? What is its history and mission? How did it start?
HB Threads has been part of Easter Seals since 2009 and started in our Tinley Park Academy. It was donated by Harry Engel Sr. Harry started Harry's Buttons for his son, Harry Jr., who is autistic. And Harry Sr. found out that making buttons fit into the skill set that Harry Jr. had. He was able to reproduce buttons at a high rate and a high level. And actually, through that, Harry Jr. invited some of his friends over who also had disabilities, and they made buttons together in the basement of Harry Sr.'s home. So that's how Harry's Buttons was actually started, in the basement of Harry Sr.'s home. And as Harry Sr. found out that there was a niche for this in the disability community, he approached Easter Seals and donated the business to Easter Seals in 2000. And we were housed in Tinley Park for the first few years and expanded to the Chicago Academy campus and McChesney Park campus. Today, we're in Chicago and Tinley Park.
Wow, I did not know that was how it started, actually. How do you think it's changed over the years?
So through the years, it's grown more into trying to expand the business in order to allow more opportunity for individuals with disabilities to gain employment. So in the beginning, it sort of started out more as a program where individuals would make buttons and different things like that. Now we've grown into a business where we're producing t-shirts, we're heat pressing. Recently, we've gotten an embroidery machine, so we're making embroidered apparel for corporate customers. Whatever my business practice is at HB Threads, I never will sacrifice the mission, right? That's key. That's a key component to me, and I know Harry Sr. agrees with me, so it's nice to be on the same page.
So what first brought you to HB Threads?
For the last 14 years, I've been in the disability employment umbrella in my career. I worked with an organization that helped young adults 18 to 24 years old gain competitive employment. So from high school, as they graduated out of high school, I would take them into the community and fill out applications, build resumes, learn how to interview. And I did that for a number of years. And that really got me involved and opened my eyes to all the assistance that is needed and really the disability population, how overlooked it is and underutilized. This population of people is so underused when it comes to employment. And that's really why I love HP Threads, is matching up the individual's skills to best fit them and how they're going to grow and succeed in the workplace. I'm very lucky, feel very blessed by that, that I continue to want to come to work, learn more about it. How can we help more people? And HP Threads has been an amazing fit for me.
So not everyone is familiar with what is a social enterprise. Can you tell us what that means and like what that means here at Easter Seals?
It's a business with a specific social cause or social mission as its primary focus or primary purpose. And ours would be employing individuals with disabilities. That would be our objective or mission, right? A social enterprise really wants to maximize the profits and the benefits through the community and through what we're doing in order to keep the doors open. We have to grow as a business, but it's not to put money in my pocket or anybody else's pocket. It's to offer more opportunities to individuals with disabilities to gain work experience.
Why are social enterprises like HP Threads important?
Social enterprises like HP Threads are extremely important because it's creating the opportunities for populations that are overlooked, underserved in our community. They're important not only to the individual, but they're also important to our community. So as these individuals receive work experience and earn a paycheck and have a huge smile on their face, they're bringing that back into, a lot of times, the socioeconomic lower end, and they're bringing that money back into their community, and they're sharing that, and they're sharing their experience with their friends and family, and it's really helping. Sometimes they may be the first people in their house to have a job. As we include everybody, and like I'm talking about, as it enriches our community, because we're creating jobs for an at-risk population by providing opportunities for people who have historically not had a seat at the table.
Tyrell, tell me a little about yourself. What do you like most about working there?
I have worked at HP Threads for 12 years. I like making buttons.
Did you have a job before working, or was this your first job?
Yes. I worked at the Adult Vocational Program for 3 years.
What have you learned while working at Harry's Buttons?
Press shirts, fold shirts, and bag them. I like to press shirts and press hoodies.
All right.
I learned to be on time for work.
Have you made any friends while working there?
Yes, I do make friends at work.
If you could make any product at Harry's Buttons, what would you make?
Oh, making hats would be fun. Chicago white socks button is my favorite.
Terry, tell me a little about yourself. How long have you worked at HP Threads?
My name is Terry Bracey. I worked with Easter Seals for 19 years and 3 months. I'm also working with Harry's Buttons Threads, assisting for 5 years. And I mostly like to help associates on keeping them motivating on their task.
Yeah. What do you like most about working there?
I like it a lot. So it helps me to keep associating with the guys and see if they need help.
Did you have a job before working at HP Threads, or was this your first?
Yes, I do. I did assist in music therapy for 6 years at Easter Seals, but we have a new company called the Creative Exchange Music Therapy. And I'm also helping out with the Adult Vocational Program for 6 years.
If a customer came to you and was like on the fence about buying from HP Threads, what would you tell them? Why is what you do so cool here?
Oh, well, I learned from the best to make shirts, heat pressing, and sorting by size, like t-shirts, hoodies, and et cetera. And especially counting buttons as well.
If you could make like any product at Harry's Buttons, what would you make?
Oh, like a colorful, multiple color, like rainbow. I would put HP Threads in front and make a colorful rainbow kind of thing.
What do you think's been rewarding about working at HP Threads?
It shows me about the hard work, dedicated, and making money. I just feel blessed about it.
No, that's great to hear about like the community at Harry's Buttons as well. So we've talked a little with Terry and Tyrell. What do you appreciate most about them as associates?
I appreciate so many things about all of our associates. It's really hard to just pinpoint one thing. Terry and Tyrell are really the reason that I get up in the morning and want to come to work. For the associates, just like Terry and Tyrell, we have 9 associates here in Chicago and 4 in Tinley Park, and all of them really bring something different and unique. And I love that about all of our associates. Terry has been an amazing help for HP Threads. He's really grown as an associate and actually has taken on some supervisory responsibilities. And so it's been a delight for me to see how much Terry has grown in the short amount of time that I've been here at HP Threads. Tyrell also brings a smile to my face. Every time I get to see Tyrell, it's always a positive conversation. And Tyrell and I have a lot in common, which is great. So HP Threads, we're working hard, right? But we're also having a lot of fun and learning about each other and developing friendships. Tyrell loves older black and white TV sitcoms. I love Lucy, Andy Griffith's show, Leave It to Beaver. And I grew up on that, right? That was all my dad and grandma. I would sit in the living room and watch all those shows with them. So we talk about that, right? It's not all business here. And so developing those types of relationships with the associates has been one of my favorite parts of the job. And I could give you a story like that about each one of our associates.
Well, that's lovely to hear, actually. Can you tell us a bit about some of the other associates who work at HP Threads?
We have a unique set of associates here, each of them having their own skill set. Currently, we do have a mix of workers in HP Threads, and that's really the goal, is to continue that, where you do see that mix of neurodivergent and neurotypical working side by side. And there is that mix right now, and that really helps continue to grow our social mission and cause. It's interesting because this seems like this number increases every year, but 1 out of 36 children have autism in the United States, and that number continues to rise. That's why a social enterprise like HP Threads is so important, and that's why support is needed for not just HP Threads, but for any program that's doing something similar to this. What we can do is share what we do and share our knowledge and share stories like Tyrell and Terry and our other associates and get the word out there that there are programs like ours. We're not here to make money, but we're here to impact individuals' lives, change lives through work experience, really.
Why is it important to be providing employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities?
It's extremely important that individuals with disabilities get employment opportunity, or at least get that seat at the table, as I mentioned, that we're giving these opportunities, creating opportunities for these individuals. You and I are having a conversation, and I think this is one of the first questions I hear most commonly: what your name is and what do you do for work? So as individuals with disabilities get asked that question, if they're able to respond with the job that they have, I work at HP Threads or I work at the supermarket, the feeling that they get of accomplishment, of belonging, of we are the same, I'm earning a paycheck like you, I don't think there's anything in the world that can replace that. That's why accommodations in the workplace are so important. If you are running a business, you're a general manager or HR manager, I challenge you to really look into what accommodations mean. Accommodations are important in order to give an individual, disability or not, the tools that are needed to be successful. So often, business will say that measure you on your ability to do the task at hand. And if you're not meeting that, maybe you're going to get reprimanded or you're going to get fired. But the challenge is dig a little bit deeper. You hired this individual for a reason. Is it because they weren't trained properly, or they need maybe a less stimulating environment? Maybe the lights could be turned down, or maybe there's a radio blaring and there's a noise sensory thing. From my experience and the employment of people with disabilities, I want to see them at every hiring fair. I want them to be the first one to interview with me because I know their work ethic and I know that they're going to be on time. They're going to work hard for you. And the job environment is really a family for them. They really are drawn to that. And it's super uplifting for everybody involved.
That's really important. So why should a customer be purchasing from HB Threads as opposed to maybe a bigger or cheaper option?
Really, one of HB Threads' goals is to produce a product that we're proud of, that we stand by, and that can compete with any other apparel brand that you might find. If HB Threads can do that and produce the product first, then the social mission is a bonus. If we have customers looking at us because of our product making, ultimately that is going to then increase the social mission. How do we grow this? As the numbers show, disability diagnosis isn't going down. And so it's our responsibility to create more programs, more opportunities for individuals. And if you buy from HB Threads, you can rest assured with Easter Seal's well-known credibility, that money is going directly back into helping people with disabilities.
So your tagline is custom-made, mission-driven. What does that tagline mean to you?
Custom-made, mission-driven really means that every item is custom-made. We have our individual associates producing every single button. We might have an order for 12,000 buttons, and each one of those are handmade. You can customize buttons, magnets. You can customize t-shirts, hoodies, jackets. All of that is custom made, whatever you want on there. And then mission driven. Will this impact the mission positively or negatively? If it's impacting the mission negatively, we're going to rethink our strategy. We're going to rethink how can we turn this into a positive, right? So everything is driven by the mission.
What are your favorite orders that you've gotten to fill or like clients that y'all have worked with?
I've been here about a year and I've loved all the customers and clients we've been able to work with. Such a pleasure to talk with them and learn more about their business and they learn about ours. And we've had many customers or clients come through HB Threads and take a tour. And so our doors are always open if people are interested in that. I've enjoyed, obviously, the Chicago White Sox have been a huge partner of Easter Seals and also a customer of HB Threads. So yearly, they order 25 to 30,000 buttons. If you go to a White Sox game and it's your first game ever, first time ever attending, you can go to their customer service booth and they'll hand you a button, a 3-inch button that says my first game, Chicago White Sox. And those are made at HB Threads. So that's a super cool order. That's one that a lot of people do know because a lot of people have those in their house. And the individual orders are great. We have a lot of Easter Seals associates who come down and place orders through HB Threads. Business isn't necessarily something I ever thought I would get into, but with the type of clients and customers we've developed and we continue to develop relationships with, I really enjoy what I do every day. As we grow the embroidery piece of HB Threads, our first order is with the Boston Consulting Group. And we're doing, here in Chicagoland, we're doing a 50 to 60 jacket custom order for them on our embroidery machine and super excited about that.
So looking into the future, what are y'all's goals for HB Threads?
If I had a crystal ball and I could look into the future, the goal is always going to remain the same. And that ties back to the mission. The goal is how do we grow to offer more employment opportunities to the individuals with disabilities? We're really looking to grow our associate numbers, really looking to increase the opportunities we have for individuals' employment, along with product and apparel that we're growing. We'd like to get another embroidery machine and be able to produce twice as much embroidery at the same time. Growing and perhaps moving into larger space, right? I think if we don't shoot big with our goals, we're doing a disservice to individuals with disabilities whose voice, you don't hear their voice a lot. That's another huge part of what Easter Seals and HB Threads does right, is having these individuals at the table. We're able to take Terry, we're able to take Tyrell's direction and comments and concerns and really incorporate them into our everyday business practice, making them feel as though their voice is heard. Like, we all want to be heard. And so I think us allowing that to happen is a very unique thing that kind of separates HB Threads and Easter Seals from some other organizations.
Balancing the hard parts of business, but also the hard parts of nonprofit.
That's why the tagline makes so much sense to me. Is custom-made, mission-driven. We're always refocusing back on what our mission is while providing a high-quality product that can compete with other apparel. I do think our prices are very competitive, but a t-shirt might be a few dollars more at HB Threads. Would encourage you to look at our mission statement, our website, hbthreads.org, and what we are doing with that money. You could buy the same shirt somewhere else for a few dollars cheaper. Where's that money going? Are they reinvesting that money back into their associates, back into the community? What are we doing to give back to the community? How are we representing ourselves in the community? How are people viewing us from that? Not every business has to be a social enterprise, but there should be those pieces of it within that business, right? Like, are you doing business well, and are you doing it properly, and you can be proud of what you're doing? I know we are, and that's a few extra dollars. I think when you look at it from the lens of the impact that a few extra dollars has, I think it makes sense to buy from us over another company.
Thank you for listening to this sixth episode of our podcast, featuring our Director of Social Enterprise and Employment Opportunities, Cody Wass, our HB Threads production associates, Terry and Tyrell, and our host, Rima. This is the sixth episode in an ongoing series exploring the pillars of our work, disability and early learning. This episode was produced by Silva Content Solutions. For more information about Easter Seals serving Chicagoland and Greater Rockford, please visit our website and follow us on social media.